And as I said, I'm talking to Dr. Mike McKillen in the next couple of minutes about Dublin Cycling Campaign. And but before that, I'm joined in the studio now by Johnny and Dave. Good morning to you.
So are you?
Morning.
Thanks.
Grand. Now, you both are cyclists and you're both cycling in Dublin every day. Dave, you cycle in and out of work every day. Do you ever take the bus?
I used to take the bus before. I got my bike. I got my bike secondhand from DublinBikeMan.ie, I think it was. And the main reason I got it was mainly so I can save money and time getting to and from work every day. Because I'm from Balldoyle. Okay. And it was more awkward for me because I had to take two buses getting here to Coolock. The 29 to Kilbarrack Fire Station and then the 17A up to Oscar Traynor Road and then walk from there. But the cycling is just to get there faster and it's better exercise and it saves you a few bob on the bus as well. So
exactly. And it's convenient. The only thing going back years now when I was in school, I cycled all the time. It was a lot safer then. There's more traffic on the road. Mm-hmm. What about coming from Balldoyle to Coolock? Is there cycle lanes?
There is cycle lanes coming across Grange Abbey, and then when you go around, and if you go up to the Malahide Road, up to Clare Hall, there isn't many coming around Dunamead, and then going up the Tanigi Road. So I usually cycle up the pathway. The odd time on the road, I usually stay to the sides, if there was cycle lanes, or in my mind, if there were cycle lanes.
Yeah.
And I go up the Tanigi Road on the way over, and then down the Malahide Road past Clare Hall, and there's cycle lanes coming back to Malahide Road at the same time, so that in theory, due to the cycle lane, could you get argue was safer. But at the same time, you have to still turn around into the main road, so there's the fear in that as well, which you have to get a few guts sometimes or get used to cycling now. And
John, you're the same, you come from...
Yeah, I'm on the same route.
You're on the same route.
The exact same route sometimes.
We're talking about the same cycle lanes that are there.
Yeah.
But do you think motorists, do you think they take any notice of the cycle lanes? I've seen so many times, and I'd be quite vigilant because my son used to cycle. And I see 9 out of 10 times if there's a cycle lane at the side of the road, cars will just cut in there and stay there until the lights turn. If you're at a light, and will turn, so they're blocking the cyclists getting by. Do you find this a lot?
No, I agree with you, Debbie, entirely. In fact, I would say the majority, not all, but the majority of motorists don't have respect for cyclists.
Mm.
Now, on the other hand, in fairness to the motorists, on the other side of the coin, there are cyclists with no lights at night time.
Yeah.
And not wearing any sort of bright colours. So from that point of view, it's not good for the motorist either.
Mm.
But from my perspective, I actually stay on the footpath as much as possible because it's too dangerous.
But do you not get given out to by people for being on the footpath? Has anyone ever said, well, you shouldn't be on... I know what you're saying, because I think if I did cycle, I'd be on the footpath. There's no way I'd go on the Dublin roads, the traffic.
I actually think they understand because sometimes you might have... maybe three people side by side on the footpath, they're in front of you.
Mm.
And so, of course, you're cycling slow anyway, but you come to almost to a stop and they turn around and they apologise.
Yeah.
They say sorry. Yeah. And I'm there and I'm thinking, well, I shouldn't be on the footpath anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I believe, seriously, it's safer for me to stay on the footpath, but I take it easy. And also the state of the roads. The footpaths are in better condition for cycling. There are too many potholes and lumps and bumps and stuff on the roads.
Well, we have seen an increase in deaths, road deaths on our roads here. And I don't know, I've just seen that we've an increase in traffic, an increase in road deaths. I think a lot of us, I can see as well, Johnny, you said, I have noticed because I'm a driver, I think a lot of cyclists as well don't. A lot of them, I'm not saying yourselves, but a lot of them don't go by the rules of the road. I mean, I see cyclists breaking the red lights, taking their own lives in their hands.
Yeah, and driving on the wrong on the wrong side of the road. And the only thing I can say about the footpaths is that the dog poo. But in this day and age, there's not as much of it because people have to pick it up now.
Yeah,
so it's not as bad. But from I had an experience, that I think it was the last day we had a lot of rain. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon. And I actually, on my way home, in the space of 25 minutes, I had four misses.
Really?
Now, one was here on Bunratty Road, and it was deliberate. They were undesirables. And I won't go into the gory details.
Yeah.
But I was very lucky that I had stopped. It seemed to me that whatever was in the air at the time, it was love in the air, that's for sure, as John Paul Young would sing. It was more like, I want to get home ASAP in the air. This is the way they were driving. Mm. And the last one I had was actually in Dunamead at a pedestrian crossing where the guy was just about to break the light.
Really?
And only I had...
So you have to be vigilant. You really have to be vigilant.
You have to be aware. Yeah.
What about
yeah.
yourself, Dave? Do you have any near misses?
For me personally, no. Like, it was just any time I've ever fallen off my bike, it was either my own fault or I lost sight of the road for whatever reason. But I can get why, like, it can be tricky here and there to maybe, or how it can be frowned upon for the cyclist to be like going past the red light and not follow the rules of the road. Mm. From my experience, it's really like, you know, I have to trust the roads to cycle on it. Like, you know, like if it's a case where, oh, I don't know if it's worth going on the road, then I prefer to stay in the path, like regardless of if we're allowed or not. Like, you know, like, and I don't have an issue getting home with cycling on the road. Like, if I have the visor jackets and the lights, if it's night life,
but wear helmets.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, accidents can happen. Like, you know, and I'd rather like not take the risk of it as well. So,
exactly, yeah.
So, but again, for me personally, I haven't actually seen anyone do it either. Like, you know, for me, it's like, well, like the like. Like, if you're going into town as well, like, and for me personally, like, just to bring up, you said, for example, you see the majority of motorists don't tend to respect the cycling. I personally disagree. It's very little that I've seen actually
ever. I don't know whether it's not respect. I think a lot of them probably aren't thinking or aren't paying attention to the road. And I've seen so many times myself where people just open the door to get out and a cyclist is coming up. And I've seen that so many times. Cyclist goes over the door, the car, you know, it thinks to be maybe just more vigilant, to be more aware of bikes.
I kind of find that at rush hour, the morning rush hour or the evening rush hour, and at evening if you're cycling in a housing estate, the speed that the drivers are going at, and they're going through the housing estates to take shortcuts and avoid the traffic lights, incredible. I've come across even some instances where children are playing on the road and the drivers are still driving at that speed. You know.
So do you think our roads need to be made safer in Dublin for cyclists?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
There, like, for me personally, going into Dublin City, I haven't got too much of a problem. There is, I do feel there does need to be the odd more cycle lanes almost all roads going in and out of the city centre. It just makes sense, especially nowadays, because there's so many people using bikes as their main transport, such as myself and Johnny.
I think definitely they have to, as a motorist, I think cycle lanes have to be made definitely more safer and more. I don't know what you've noticed on the Swords Road, if you come back from the airport where the big church is, there's a bus lane. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of weeks they've put up these kind of barriers so you can't cut in, and I think this is what Dr. Mike McKillen now was trying to get done for cycle lanes. So these kind of, they're like kind of poles, so cars can't cut in, so you have your safety of your cycle lane where the cars can't cut in. So hopefully we'll be talking to him
They actually have that on the Drumcondra Road.
Do they?
Upper Drumcondra Road.
I think it's more in the city centre now because there has been so many cyclists in the last couple of years.
Similar to what they have on the Coast Road? You know, when you're going to around where Bull Island is, and you have all that alone bike lane that's on the right side near the seafront.
I haven't seen it, but it probably is something like that.
I've cycled past there before, and it seems like they're building something more across, going towards Clontarf. Like, but I don't know. Like,
But anyway, thanks for talking to us and giving me your opinion on cycling in Dublin. But in all, it has to be made a lot more safer on the roads because there's too many people being killed. But thanks a million, Johnny. And
no worries.
Thanks, Debbie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll be talking to Dr. Mike McKillen just after the promos here, so do